night was hot and muggy, the sounds of frogs noisy in the dark. Flies were buzzing and pesky, we found a place we could park. We waited and ate our popcorn, the sounds of the night were replaced with horrible sound of spaceships crashing. Then everyone appeared to be chased. Astronauts that survived were captured. They were tied up in ropes and chains. Their captors paraded them all around. They were inspected for damage and pains. Their captors were apes talking away, prodding the astronauts with glee, trying to break them to show who is boss. And everyone there did agree that the captured ones were subhuman. They wouldn't understand anything. They were good for only slave labor, so their work terms would begin. The humans played along for a while. They figured a way to escape, to find a way to get back home again. So they searched for the clues in the landscape. One human rode off with a woman, and together they found some clues. They followed the trail which led them to some horrible, unsettling news. They saw remnants of civilization strewn all along the coastal plain. It turned out to be Statue of Liberty, and the ending of the story will explain how the earth was overrun by the apes. Did humans regress back to their roots because the world was polluted and dying, and the strongest and the fittest let loose? The planet of the apes is a wake-up call to teach humans on this planet some lessons. We need to pay attention to our planet and make humans understand consequences. To pay attention to our planet and make humans understand consequences.